This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you from New Griffin Park. Liverpool game. It looked like we might have got something out of it. First half, they were very good. Well, I would say Bees were all right, but second half, it just didn't quite plan. Brentford 1, Liverpool 4. Bit of a disappointing game. Second half, like I said to you, Liverpool skirting up the screws. A couple of mistakes as well from Brentford players, and you cannot make mistakes against Liverpool. Also, the other thing I'll say is that you need to take your chances. In the first half, Brentford didn't take their chances, and unfortunately, Liverpool came up trumps. Disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was disappointing. Yeah, I hoped for a bigger, better performance than that today, and I thought we'd get something out of that game because, you know, for, let's be honest, for the top of the table, but I didn't think Liverpool were that exceptional. They looked like, you know, we're missing some players, and we had a couple coming back. As you just said, we didn't really take our chances. We created quite a lot first half, and then we just gifted them an opening goal. You know, they scored two or three in just like pumping it long through the middle. We just didn't cope with it. Collins fluffed up with the fourth one, and Flecken fluffed up, and then I don't know. It was poor defending by Brentford. You know, we pulled it back to 3-1 to be fair, and I thought there's a chance that if we can get our tails up, we might be able to do something special, memorable. You know, I was obviously clutching at straws at that point, but it wasn't to be. And you know, there was a couple of positives. I thought Frank Onyeka, he had a couple of decent balls. Damsgaard came on and he battled hard. The biggest disappointment for me, apart from the defending, was KLP. I don't know what he did at all. He came on and he just didn't look like he wanted the ball. He ran away from it, and I'm expecting bigger things from him. But you know, just going back to the overall game, it was a bit of a free hit, I guess. You know, the win at Wolves last week did buy us a little bit of space and a little bit of breathing space, so it's not the end of the world. If we'd have lost last week, I think we'd be panic stations now. But you know, we got to get Man City out of the way, and then we get a trip to West Ham, which I think I'm sure we can get something out of, and I hear Inshada might be in contention for that. So yeah, disappointing. Flat as Liverpool, and we just didn't do ourselves justice at all.
Just making ourselves way out of the stadium as well. Interesting as well. This is normally, like I said to you, we're still normally in the ground here. Win or lose, we're in the ground. You know, we've got some players coming around, have a walk around the ground, you know, just looking at what people are, you know, just looking at the fans, welcoming them around, Thomas Frank. But today, there's been a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a fire drill, but there's been a little bit of an escape from the characters, you know what I'm saying, as well, which is quite unusual, I would say. And I don't know if it's disappointment, I don't know if it's an early kickoff, I don't know what it is, like, you know what I'm saying, but everyone's out here, so I'm actually outside the stadium here, before there's been any of the players have even come off the pitch, to be quite honest with you, and I'm looking around to see if anyone wants to chat to us as well, like, you know what I'm saying. Let's see if there's any, let's see where it is before we go. Yeah, no, I'm not going to chat to Laney. We've already spoke to him, and he's not happy at all, to be quite honest with you. I'm sure we're going to find some Liverpool fans in a minute as well, because they're going to be, they're a bit nervous about this game, and I'll chat to them. They're just coming around for the weigh-in. We'll chat to them in a minute. Oh, as you can hear, there's a bit of a roar going on in the ground. Bees in the house. So listen, some people say, Liverpool are Liverpool, but some people say it's a bit of a flattering 4-1 result. What do you reckon?
That was never a 4-1 game. It just wasn't. I mean, until they scored, we were playing some of the best football we've played all season. And I don't know what happens, but I have to say, Collins has got to stop giving...
Making mistakes.
Yeah, what?
Making mistakes.
Yeah, he does, yeah. He makes too many mistakes. And when he makes a mistake, it's always a goal. It's just not good enough.
Okay, but I mean, I made a mistake, but the first goal, to be fair, I don't know if it's him, but the fact is that we all went out. We all went out for that old, it was all, I call it the Bournemouth tuck, where everyone's gone up right up front to try and score the goal, and I was all like, oh no, we're on the break. But again, you realise how much you miss Rico Henry, don't you? Because Rico Henry isn't there in recovery mode to come back like being, you know, Speedy Gonzalez to actually kind of just recover the ball.
I know, but I think that in defence we really missed Pinnock. Because he sort of commands it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that first goal would have come if Pinnock had been out there. What else can I say?
No. And 6 to 8 weeks we've heard that Pinnock's out, which is bad news.
Oh, that is bad news. I didn't know that.
You know, so, but just coming back to that game as well, Liverpool, first half we went in 1-0, so we were quite confident. And got the second half that we would have pulled it back, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we were still in it. But I don't know, it just... There's too many
early goal.
Too many mistakes. You know, heads went down. I don't know. Come on, you bees.
So come on, come. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to try and pull in you. I'm going to try and pull him the information out of him. But you can see that he's obviously just not happy. And it's tell you something. It's really tough. It's really tough when you know that you're playing a very good side. You try and match him in the first half. And then you get a little mistake in the and you go behind and you try to pull it back. But as soon as they got that second goal, it was just all over.
Yeah, it was pretty much. I mean, what I found really disappointing was the fact that Mo Salah come on, having been injured, yeah. And yet he was still quicker than anybody we had for that goal. Yeah.
What does that say about Mo Salah? He's a very good player.
Yeah, he is a good player. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, but still, if he's just coming back from injury, you'd sort of expect to be able to sort of
do something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If Pinnock was there, he'd have had him in his pocket.
But listen, what I'm going to say, I'm always glass half full. Pinnock isn't there, but Pinnock will be back next season. And when we've got our players back next season, we will be the bees that we know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Bill.
You bees. South Coast Bees in the place, in the house. This is the house of the South Coast Bees. And that game, it could have actually gone another way if certain things... I know this is a big if. If certain things had happened in the first half. If we had a fast defender, that could have recovered. Or maybe Ethan Pinnock, as somebody said, was in the defence. But by early on in the second half, that game was all over, wasn't it?
Yeah, they snapped up their chances...
We didn't, no.
We had some good chances in the first half. Ivan didn't really come with his boots today.
Yeah. He scored, though.
He scored later on, yeah. He mopped up where he needed to back there. But I think earlier, yeah, we missed some chances in the first half, and that set a tone.
I mean, a lot of people talk about us missing chances. Is it all about us missing chances? What about... us playing football, what about the players who come into the game? You know, did you see any change today at all?
In what way? What would you mean?
I'm just saying, just in general, because I mean, we lost five out of six out of seven. You know, we lost. Okay, we beat the Forest, but I'm just saying that we quit playing Liverpool. Everyone was saying, "Wow, we ain't got no chance against Liverpool." But in that first half, I mean, I personally thought that we actually did have a chance. Everyone has thought that we're going to be dead and buried against Liverpool, but we actually were right. We actually tucked right in.
Yeah, first 10, maybe 15 minutes. We were giving them problems, but not sure. I think they just sort of like they got the measure of us, tucked in, and then started control. I don't know, we lost concentration as such, but it's like fine margins, isn't it? Where the big teams they seem to make their own luck. A bit more, and every sort of loose ball goes to them. It's not by accident. They're just, you know, they know where to be.
And we don't.
It would seem not. No.
Okay. But listen, you know, listen, this one's out of the way. We've got some big games. So, yes. Out of the way. Man City, okay, we didn't quite deal with Liverpool. Man City, we just have to just tuck them up, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. It's a free hit, isn't it? It's, you know, it's the freest of all the hits yes. we're going to get. Yeah, I mean, if we can just go there and not be annihilated, be happy with that, really. Yeah, it's an opportunity just to show us what we can do. I mean, we weren't terrible against them here. In fact, I thought we played better against City than we did against Liverpool today.
Are we just saying something?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, both clearly the best two teams in the country, if not, you know, possibly the world, arguably. So, you know, City was, yeah, we did seem to go more toe-to-toe. Today, I think we just let them kind of, like, control us a bit more.
In the second half?
Yes, more so in the second half, yeah. They overrun us. Yeah. Yeah, we're missing a few players. And there's a few players today that didn't look fully on it. Reguilon wasn't as effective as he has been. Yeah, it's there's a few. Jensen, probably still recovering. Tony looks like he's carrying an injury, maybe, you know. Yeah.
What can we do? UBs.
Yes, UBs.
Liverpool fan in the house. We're back at the Globe here as well. And like I said to you, Liverpool fan here in the place. And what I'm going to say is, a Brentford fan, listen, fair play. Liverpool, wicked side. Great players, great football. But that first half, I'm going to say that I thought, listen, I know it's all about 90 minutes, but I thought we had you a little bit under the cosh, and if we'd taken our chances, it could be in a different game.
Yeah, definitely. I think first 20, there were a couple of clear-cut gilt-edged chances that I think if you'd taken those, it would have been a very different game. But you've got to be clinical when you play against someone like Liverpool, because there's going to be chances. They're going to get, you know, create chances every match. So, yeah, it could have been 1 or 2-0 before half-time, and it would have been a very different second half. I think 4-1 was a bit flattering on the whole, but we deserved the win. But equally, it could have been closer.
So it could have been closer as well. I mean, it's 1-0 at half-time. Brentford fans, interestingly, at half-time, they were actually feeling that they could have got something out of this game. But that early second early goal just killed it.
Yeah, timing with those kind of goals is really important. And I think you get an injury like Jota and then you see Mo Salah coming on, it's probably a bit demoralising if you're one of the defenders and you've given everything for whatever it is, 45, 50 minutes. So, yeah, challenging when you lose a goal at that time.
So Liverpool, I'm going to say to you, just general, I mean, they needed this result. I know a lot of Liverpool fans were, I'm going to say as well, shitting themselves because they've never beaten us at this ground here.
18 years or something, right?
And you've got the result that you needed, but it's more, not about us beating us here, but it's more about kind of like, you know, you're at the pinnacle at the moment now, and you've got to fend off Man City, you've got to fend off Arsenal. So this is a big result for you.
Yeah, massive result. Hopefully Brentford can do Liverpool solid and beat Man City now. that's the hope.
You're laughing. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Doing us a favour after we beat you. That's what I mean.
As it's not going to happen. Why are you laughing?
No, I'm not laughing because of that. I'm just laughing because if you do us a favour, it'll be very kind of you after we beat you. But it's going to be a tough run in the next few weeks now. The Man City game Liverpool have got on the 10th is the big one. So what happens between now and then is going to be vital. But yeah, some big games ahead.
Liverpool fan in the house here today. What I'm going to say, listen, Liverpool fans, this is all good. We got the original Liverpool fans here, Earl's Posse here. They were here beforehand for breakfast and we had a good laugh with them lot as well. But the thing, I'm a little bit disappointed because, as you know, like, you know, we love to kick football out of football. Before the game, after the game, we were here for the beers. Home and away, we're always here. But some Liverpool fans, they go missing unless the result goes their way. We got the Biscuits in the house. Biscuits, it's lovely to see you. But you'd gone missing before the game, and I wasn't quite sure if we were going to see you, because if the B's got another result today, you would have been missing in action, wouldn't you?
I said I'd be here after the match, win, lose or draw, and I'm here.
Last year?
I have commitments in the morning, can't always start drinking at 10 a.m. like some people, but I'm here. And oh yeah, we won as well, 4-1 I think the score. What was the score, Billy? Can't remember, what was it?
Oh, you can't, listen, as we know, listen, most people have got manners on the podcast, and what we do is that we come onto the podcast and we actually give a really, 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 really sort of tailored and a really sort of respectful view. So talk to me about that game. I mean, at the end of the day, first half, Brentford did give you a bit of a game, didn't they?
Game of two halves, very close first half. If you took your chances and actually had a shot on goal, you might have got a goal or two. But all changed second half. Our attacking prowess and your defensive mistakes were just a bit too much for you.
I mean, listen, defensive mistakes, we're used to it. At the end of the day, we've got a changed side, and I think Liverpool did well against our B team today. You know what I'm saying? So they did amazingly well, but the fact is that they now, Liverpool, have to be respectful to us, because you know that you want us to do us a favour against Manchester City on Tuesday and an Arsenal in a couple of weeks' time. So I would think that maybe you can analyse that same thing. Do you think that we could do anything against them two sides? Because you need it from us.
Absolutely. Come on, you bees. If Ivan Toney is fit, he can cause Man City problems. But you need to sort out those errors, those defensive errors. It was Sunday morning football at times, but I think you can still get a draw against Man City.
You bees.
Yes.
You bees.
You bees.
There you go. There you go.
Loyal.
There you go. Loyalty bonus points. There you go. The biscuits in the house. You probably heard us talk about biscuits quite a lot on this podcast over the last 10 years or so. She's thinking, why are they talking about me on the podcast? But that's what happens. We've got the Atlanta Bee in the house. Not Katie the Atlanta Bee, who you all know Katie. We got Dan the Atlanta Bee, who's another Atlanta Bee. There's all sorts of characters. We had characters from Philly a little bit earlier on as well. And they said they're going to come back to the pub. If they come back, we'll catch them on the post-match podcast here. But they've probably gone to the club shop or something like that, or probably gone to the Express Tavern to tuck into a little bit of different ale action here. It's quite lively here in the Globe here today. But Dan, the Atlanta Bee here today, good to see you. Did you enjoy your experience? I know the result didn't go according to plan, did it?
No, I didn't go exactly how I wanted it to go, but just being here, being with the energy, it's nothing like I've ever seen before. I've gone to a lot of MLS and you know, domestic cups and stuff like that, and I'll tell you, the Brentford fan experience is nothing like anybody else. It really is.
I'm going to ask you, I mean, listen, I'm going to ask you the question, and I think Biscuits may even ask the question as well. Why the hell do you support Brentford? How did this happen? I mean, you're in Atlanta, you've flown over from... I mean, listen, those guys over there, they're all Scottish. They've come down from Falkirk, or they come down there from Falkirk and Dundee every 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks to support Brentford. That's mad enough as it is, but you've come over from Atlanta. Why is this?
So no great reason. I'll be honest, it's no great reason. I've started supporting back last season of the championship. We were playing Fulham. Fulham always has that history, American players. That was my... I tuned into a Fulham match, and we were playing Brentford. It was a 2-0 loss. It was a 2-0 loss, but I loved the way. Loved the way. Exactly. It was Clint Dempsey.
Dempsey, you suck.
Clint Dempsey, he doesn't have that dog in him. He's not it. But Brentford, the way they played, the way they were, I fell in love instantly. And ever since then, I said, Fulham, go away. Fuck off. It's not about you. It's about Brentford. That's the home. That's where it's all about. And for the last 4 years, all I've cared about is the bees. You bees.
You bees.
You bees.
So, yes, we've got Atlanta Bee. We just talked to the character who's flown in from Atlanta for the game. We've also got character, and he's been on this podcast loads, to be fair, flown in from Hong Kong for the game. Not only this game, he went to the Wolves game as well. So he's been to two games. But Hong Kong, as we say, we've got bees from all over the world. And people are really confused why people who live in different countries support a team like Brentford, but that's just the way it goes. Hong Kong Bee, listen, you were happy against Wolves, a result that some people didn't think we were going to get. Today it didn't quite go according to plan, did it?
No, it didn't. I mean, you know, if we were going to get a positive result today, we needed...
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Pick Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Everyone to have an 8 out of 10. We needed to take the chances we created and we needed to not do any calamitous defensive fluffs. And then we would have been able, we could have rose above the form book and got a result. But none of those things really happened today. And we just felt like we didn't really make Liverpool work for it in the end.
1-0 at half-time, but it was quite tight, and to be quite honest with you, we got caught on the break big time. There's an argument to say if Rico Henry was in our side, we could have done the mopping up that we normally do, but it's one of those scenarios where ball broke, we couldn't get back in time, and to be fair, the very well-taken goal.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have a good view of exactly what went wrong for all the goals in the second half, but the first one felt like we'd put in quite a lot of endeavour, and then they scored an easy lob on the counter-attack. Like I said, I don't think enough of our players really are on the top of their game. The positives for me are actually the substitutes. Wissa came on and looked a real threat.
Damsgaard
came on and put himself about quite physically.
Godos.
And Godos looked good, but by then it was a bit too late. So I guess this wasn't one of the games that we were banking on points. We get to get through the Man City game and then hope to pick up a few more. But I think, there's enough depth in that squad that we'll be all right.
Liverpool fans in the house, and what I'm going to say to you, these characters here, we met them first season we played Liverpool. They're in a pub here, we're just inside there. They turned up, they found the globe, as you do. It's like some sort of kind of like, they were like away fans in the know. The away fans that don't really know what's going on, they all go to Kew Bridge. It's like going to Piccadilly Circus if you come to London. And you go into the middle of London and go, oh, this is really great, isn't it? But they searched out and found a pub which is off the beaten track, and they come here. And they loved it so much, they come back here every time since. And they've come here, but the thing about it is also, they even came down here one time when Brentford were playing and Liverpool weren't playying. Brentford played Newcastle, we lost 4-5-0 to them, and they came down for the cup final, and they came down here in the pub. We walked in the pub after losing by an enormous amount, and they were there. There's about 30 of them in the pub. They were completely hammered, to be fair. They were there for the cup final today, but they decided to come down and meet their Brentford buddies because they enjoyed themselves so much. But to be fair, Liverpool had never won at New Griffin Park. In fact, I think the last time Liverpool have won down there is 1983, and I was there when Gary Roberts scored their only goal when Liverpool won 4-1. So looking at them smiling now that they got a victory out of us, I've got to shake their hand and say, fair play to you. You've finally beaten the mighty, mighty Bees. How does it feel?
Listen, coming down here to the end, we was a bit apprehensive, but with a capital B, we was confident we had to win today. And we've come here today, beat you 4-1. We're absolutely over the moon. I thought we played really well today. Our midfield dominated. I think you struggled today. Best team won by country mile.
But you say we struggled. The first half, we had a few chances, and if we put them away, it could have been a different game, couldn't it?
Listen, okay, you had one or two chances. Nothing. You didn't have a few chances. You had one or two chances.
That's all you need, though, isn't it?
I thought we were the better team overall. I just think the game, the result kind of showed how dominant we was in the game, and I'm happy. We beat you 4-1, fantastic.
Listen, the fact you're delighted that you beat the Mighty Bees, I'm happy with it as well.
I'm on the RAA.
Oh, he's on the RAA. I don't know what's going on down here. There's all sorts of stuff going on here. Like I'm saying, there's all sorts of activity going on. The Liverpool fans are not happy. So talk to me about this game today. So you got a result today. Obviously, you're happy with it because you're still kicking yourself ahead of the curve with the Man City and the Arsenal.
So long as we carry on doing our job, it's down to the chasing pack, down to the likes of the Chiefs, down to City, you know what I mean? I'll give Arsenal the credit, you know what I mean? I like the way they play football. they're in there, there's no two ways about it. This was a proper banana skin job. Brentford, I love the way they play football. This is one of them games that, to get away with a 4-1, I would have took a 1-0, I would have took anything. But a 4-1, top result, just a shame that, that your tone was a bit rusty today. He had chances. So, it's beyond that, well, obviously beyond our expectations, but yeah, today's result was an absolute, like,
benchmark. And I know you said it, I mean, I keep talking about the first half, because the first half, you went in 1-0, and we were probably a little bit gutted because we let in a goal on the break. You know, we were all up there for a corner, and the ball breaked, and we didn't have our player, our fast player, to recover. We didn't have Pinnock back as well to recover. And you scored that goal, which put you in 1-0 at the break. And we thought at that stage, the game was probably fairly even. But you got the early goal in the second half, and that was it. It just killed us.
You're right, Bella. And I think that's the difference. When you get that second, certainly on the third, but even on, when you 3-1, when you got that one back, I just cannot chill out. I cannot relax because I know how dangerous you can be on the attack. So when the fourth one went in, that's when our kids were like, right, job done. So apart from that, no, it's all credit to Brentford, because I think just outstanding team. The fans are a different class to what we're used to as well. The fan base at Brentford, you lads, are a different class. I wish more fans were like you, but it doesn't happen that way.
And you say that, you don't go to one or two games. You've been everywhere. You go all everywhere with Liverpool. You've been supporting them in the Premier League. So what? And that's the thing, is that we just do what we do. We don't care. Why are we, you say, a different class?
Well, straight away from the first time we came down, we just strolled in this pub. The hospitality was like second to none. We were allowed in the pub. That's a massive difference. We're at Chelsea, we've been kicked out of pubs, we've done nothing. We're just like, are you Liverpool fans? Yeah, you're not allowed in.
But no one likes going to Chelsea, to me. We hate going to Chelsea, it's horrible.
And all that horrible club. So this is the so when you got promoted to the Prem, for our lads, a breath of fresh air, and we appreciate it. And that's why when you lads come up to Liverpool, we hopefully, like with Matt and that, we the same, we look after you, we set them round, we set round the city and that. That's how it should be. You're a credit to the Premier League.
Yeah, so listen, Liverpool, we've done them a few favours today. We gave them a few goals, we gifted them a few. We honestly, like a little present, we wrapped it up in a little box and we just gave it to you, and there you go. A couple of goals just to help you on with your Premier League thing, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, as people know, I'm pretty cool, because I know that I don't think we're going down. No chance of going down. And this is a free hit today, and it didn't happen. I'm just going to go to another little Liverpool boy in the house here as well. I've talked to him quite a few times on the pod here as well. Listen, talk to me. I'm going to ask you, talk to me about this game. You know what I'm saying? You got the points. We gifted you some goals.
You did, mate, yes.
You were nervous in the first half, though. Surely you were.
Always nervous about our team. When we're away from home, when we come here, we've never won. But today we have.
But you must have been nervous in the first half.
20 minutes, yeah.
You must have thought Brentford going to do it again.
Well, they might have done, yeah. Even when we were 3-0 up and you scored that one, I thought, oh no, please, not again. It doesn't happen twice. Lightning doesn't strike twice, but... No, as I said to you before, Bill, we've had this conversation before. Brentford are too good a team to go down, mate. Or you've got all the attributes, you've got the support, you've got people like yourselves and Matt who's here who love the club. Now, you're good. You're good to go.
And Liverpool as well, I mean, this today, what you did is that you soaked it up a little bit. You maybe got a little bit lucky because we didn't score what we needed to do, and then you went bing, bang, bing, bing, bash. Told you. Do you think this is what you need this season as opposed to different seasons?
I think if we take our chances in any game, we'll beat anyone. But it's taking your chances. And like you said, put us under pressure. We have to defend a little bit. We do lack a bit in defence. And I think if you put us under immense pressure, we will crumble. But that's why they get paid millions of pounds a year to do the job. But I do honestly think that if we take our chances in any one game, we can beat anyone. just today that just happened to be Brentford.
And I'm going to ask a final question as well. Jurgen Klopp is as fast as last season, so he's going to need you to get the most results you can do. He wants you to win every single cup, every single game, every single league. How much of a body blow is this, Jurgen Klopp leaving Liverpool?
It's only like Shankly leaving. It's like Paisley leaving. It's like Rafa leaving. No one's bigger than the club at the end of the day, Bill. I love him to death, don't get me wrong. What he's done for Liverpool is fantastic. But we have to start and we go again. And like you said, no player, no manager is bigger than the football club. And that's the way I look at it. It'll be a big loss, but the next fella that comes in has got big boots to fill. And that's it, basically. Hopefully, he will fill them. And we'll take it from there. If we end up, I don't know, halfway down the league, fighting relegation, he's obviously not the man for us, is he? So, but the fella's been an absolute genius, and I love him to death, and I hope he does and succeeds what he does in the rest of his career. If it's not for us, for someone else. I love him, simple.
UBs?
UBs.
There you go, I've got one! Bees in the house. Just going to finish. Listen, we've talked a lot about this game, but we just one final word. You know, with bees in the house, back in the globe here. Tell you something. I don't normally like 12:30 kickoffs. They can be a little bit strange. Atmosphere can be a bit strange. The atmosphere wasn't the best again today because, of course, you know, initially it was all right, but then when Liverpool got in there, we found ourselves hard for us to pick up. And normally afterwards, you come inside the boozer. And it's all over. But today, the booze is quite buzzing, isn't it? You know, it's 3:45, and there's all sorts of characters in here, and there's a bit of a vibe.
Yeah, it's weirdly buzzing, to put it the least. But yeah, I think today it's a bit of a mess. I need to watch it back, but it wasn't great defensively. It looked like Flecken made a mistake for the, I believe, first goal. I think. Which is annoying because he's been.
I don't know if that's the first goal. The first goal was the lob that came in.
No, it was the second or third when he came out confidently, and it wasn't great.
When he didn't come out at all.
Well, that's the issue.
We need to see the angles on that because from where we were,
the wrong end of the pitch, it looked like not a good decision.
Yes,
but I think if you're at the other end of the pitch, it might be a different.
We might have a look. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to go hating.
Yeah, but it's one of those. It's a bit frustrating. I thought that we looked quite poor today. Against Man City, I thought they deserve to win, absolutely. But we looked quite good. And they won because they were an incredible side. Whereas today, I felt we didn't look great. We weren't at our best by any means. And ultimately, we gave away a couple of goals and then we lost. But, you know, it's one of those ones. I wasn't expecting anything, you know, against Liverpool. It's one of those.
Wasn't it? One of those ones. He wasn't expecting it to Liverpool. We weren't expecting anything from Liverpool. I mean, I did a little sneaky 2-1 on the podcast this week. Right at West.London, by the way, if you want to check out any of our other content out there. Thank you very much. Well, it's nice to buy us a beer as well. Buy us a beer. besotted.com/beer. But I'm just kind of come back because I've had a few beers here today as well. And thank you for the characters who have offered to buy us beer, which I've turned all the beers down today as well. I've turned them all down. But I might have to just take one more, actually, after this loss here today, because it might make things a little bit better. Today, for me, I felt a little bit deflated, not because I thought that we're going to absolutely win, because there's no chance we're going to win against Liverpool, but I thought that we probably let ourselves down a little bit.
I think that's fair enough, because in the first half, we put up a very good performance on us, made very few mistakes. We were really in the game until their goal, and I think they were a bit nervy in that first half, which helped us. When they scored their goal, they seemed to get a lot more confident and put us on the back foot. And when we were on the back foot, sometimes in defence we were a little bit static in the second half, which was disappointing because I thought in the first half we were good and we were in the game. If we'd have drawn it or even gone on to win it, it really wouldn't have surprised me at half-time. So I hear what you're saying. It is a bit deflating after a couple of good games and a 2.5 games worth of good performances that I feel like perhaps we let ourselves down in a few areas in the second half today.
I'm going to ask you, Ivan Toney, today again, he didn't look like the Ivan. I mean, he did some things, but he still looked a little bit off the boil.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still ill. So it's interesting how my man could look off the boil and he still scored another goal, though, didn't he?
Yes, and he put in a decent shift, making himself available for the ball. But other than that, he did seem to struggle to get into the game. Whether that's a hangover from the illness he's had, or he's played three games in relatively quick succession after
or a hangover,
or just a literal hangover, or played a bit of tiredness coming in after not playing for so many months. But he did seem a bit off the pace. But in the second half, when the opportunity was there, he buried it. In the first half, he had a couple of opportunities which he put wide of the post. And I think that was the difference between the two teams, is when they had the opportunities, they put them away. When we had the opportunities in the first half, we probably had five or six attempts at goal, and I imagine one of them was on target. I think that was the difference.
And also, I'm going to say to you as well, is that, and probably the difference between the sides is that, you know, they had a big injury. Jota got injured. You saw him, the stretcher came and stretchered him off. We wish him the best and the hope that he recovers from it. It's not a terrible injury.
No.
But he gets stretchered off. And then who comes on is Mo Salah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just like...
If let's just say the roles were reversed and Toney had got that injury, I'm not sure who we're bringing on to take that position off of the bench we've got at the moment. There's no one there. That's forcing him to play 90 minutes every 157 minutes, whatever a game is these days, every game since he's been back. And I think it is starting to show a little bit somehow, because he was struggling at times in the game today.
So, but on the positive side, like I said to you, listen, we haven't got the points here.
No.
We won't expect to get the points here.
Not really.
Man City, again, not expect to get the points previously and the next game. But I'm talking about green shoots and what is going on in and around Brentford. And there are some positives here. You know, Damsgaard coming off, he's looking good.
Yes.
Wiese is back, and I thought he was looking really good.
Yeah, Wiese, he was literally on fire. No, he wasn't literally on fire, but he played fantastically when he came on. Onyeka put himself about when he was on and did quite well. Saman was back. Yeah, overall, you've got to say there were quite a lot of decent performances, and it was just those one or two tiny errors that ended up costing us today. But that's football, isn't it, really?
So, yeah, so listen, this is the Besotted Prada West London podcast. Don't forget to check us out, pradawest.london. Our next match is going to be against West Ham. It's on Monday night. It's on TV yet again. No matches next Saturday, so we might have a little bit of a chill, and we might put out the West Ham podcast whenever we feel like we're going to do it. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. And you can check us out on that as well. But other than that, like I said to you, we didn't win against Liverpool, but you can hear the Liverpool fans are in here, the Brentford fans are in here. They've told us what the score is.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.